Hi there, Donna Riche, aka Language Arts Lady, here with episode number 4 of 10 Minute Grammar. I am excited to be bringing you this series in the podcast / videocast / live IG of the parts of speech in order. So recommendations for the order of teaching the parts of speech, as well as some tips for each one and then how they are linked together. So this is episode number 4. The first one was an introduction, and then we did 2 previous parts of speech. First, we did articles / noun markers. They mark a noun. They tell you that a noun is coming. And the 3 little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. And then we did nouns, because after all, nouns are marked by a noun marker, right? So next we did nouns, person, place, thing, idea. And so in our sample sentence, that brought us up to the noun marker / articles, cat, noun. And today is number 3, and that is adjectives. If you remember, some of my thinking around the order of parts of speech is that we want to get to sentence building right away. So we're gonna go noun marker, noun, adjective, because they describe nouns, and verb, because then we have sentence writing immediately within a few lessons in this part of speech order. All right, so that takes us into adjectives. We are doing adjectives, not that they're needed to make a sentence, like subjects and verbs are, nouns and verbs, and I'll get into more of that next week with verbs, but we are doing it right here and right now because adjectives describe nouns. So we want to put whatever does something with something else near it. We also want to be sure that we don't put adjectives and adverbs together. That throws kids off all the time. They're like, one, I think they're 2 describers, but I can't remember. And it feels like no matter how much you tell kids, don't you remember adverbs have verb in them? So that means they describe verbs in part. Still, adjectives, adverbs, they've just become 2 more terms to confuse. So we're gonna put our adjectives close to our nouns. So that takes us to the noun marker / article. Sneaky as our adjective in our sentence building portion of the order of parts of speech, cat, the sneaky cat. All right, now I keep mentioning the order and the sentences and everything. I have a free poster at Teachers Pay Teachers where you can get 1 posterette with all 10 parts of speech in their order with the sample sentence building as it goes along. That would be great for you to have beside you while we are working through this. For your students though, I have an entire 140 poster set of the parts of speech in order. So several posters of each part of speech in the order that I'm presenting them in this series. And then in addition to the posters, we also have reference rings. So you can cut out these index type of cards, or cut them out on paper or whatever you print them on, punch holes and put them in on a ring of some sort and have those for your students to refer to. That's why they're reference ring cards. And all of that is available in colored and black and white. So that's at my Teachers Pay Teacher store, Language Arts Lady. All right, so the sneaky cat. We know that adjectives describe nouns, right? We know that adjectives tell which one, this one, that one, his, hers, you know, my, right? I'm gonna talk a little bit about that in just a minute. How many, 5 cats, 2 dogs, 4 plants, right? What color, green plants, blue pen, brown bookcase, and what kind, which is opens it wide up, doesn't it? What kind? So when you think about an adjective that just tells you what kind, it can literally be anything, right? It can be rickety, it can be new, it can be colorful, it can be dull, right? It can be anything when you're talking about what kind. I'm gonna stick right now for a couple more minutes with adjectives that describe nouns. All right, so in that series of which one, how many, what color, and what kind, we have issues, as we do with all parts of speech. So depending on the handbook that you're using, depending on the style guide that you're using, adjectives may be called other things. And adjectives that tell which one, this, that, his, her, those are many, many programs not even called adjectives at all, but they are called possessive pronouns or indefinite pronouns or definite pronouns, something that tells you how many, I mean, which one of something, right? This one, that one, his, her. So sometimes they might be called adjectives. Sometimes they might be called adjective pronouns. Sometimes I've even heard them called possessive pronoun adjectives or adjectival possessive pronouns, right? I mean, seriously, when you hear me talk about this, doesn't it just make you have a broken heart for all of our students who have to figure all this out? So let's stick with it here, which one, okay? I personally don't have my students find adjectives that tell which one. I usually tell them that those are a pronoun. That's a pronoun, or that's possessive, or something like that. And the reason for that comes in, it's just meant with the punctuation. The next one is how many. How many is pretty much what kind, right? How many flowers, five flowers. It is a number, but I still tell my students that that is called a clarifying adjective because it clarifies something, but it doesn't describe. And then what color usually tells what kind, but you also get into some punctuation issues I'm going to get into in just a second. What kind is the ultimate adjective? It is the adjective that we want our students to learn to write with. It is the adjective that they are going to put commas between if they have multiple of them. It is the adjective that gives the biggest picture. It is the adjective that changes the object in the reader's mind compared to a clarifying, which just kind of says, oh, that's his. Oh, there are two of them. Oh, it's that one, right? The descriptive adjectives. So I actually divide my adjectives up into descriptive and clarifying. I have found that these are the two categories that work the best for teaching adjectives because we don't put commas between descriptive ones. We don't say that, comma, single, comma, black dog. We just don't, because we couldn't say that and single and black dog using the and rule between them. I'll get into a lot more of that when we get into the advanced stages of the parts of speech. So because of that, I do clarifying and descriptive. Descriptive ones are the ones that are paint a different picture. Clarifying ones are ones that just clarify. And so then we use the and rule in between to see if they need commas between them. That's another topic for another day. But I find it really helpful to do the clarifying versus the descriptive because remember, grammar is for writing and speaking. So the goal of the adjective teaching is to write. Write with it. Write well with it. Write properly with it. As I always tell my students, write legally with it. Right? And the only way they're going to be able to do that is if they know the clarifying ones don't need commas and the descriptive ones do need commas. So that is why we put commas between the descriptive one. So the lovely, comma, ancient, comma, towering, comma, tree. No comma before the tree. Okay? The lovely and ancient and towering tree. Every place you can put an and, you should put a comma. So that's where that descriptive versus clarifying comes in. So if your program is a little bit sketch on what they do with these different adjectives, sometimes call them pronouns, sometimes call them possessives, whatever they call them, you can just get two categories. Just get two. Clarifying, just clarifying things. Descriptive, you're describing. All right, one last thing before I go that brings more confusion to the adjective lesson is that adjectives, in addition to describing nouns, telling which one, how many, what color, which what kind, they also describe pronouns. And this is where students get really tripped up. And this is why learning parts of speech is so important because I teach my students 36 being, helping, and linking verbs in a song. Be a helper, link verbs, is, are, am, was, and were. Okay, they learn 36 of those in that. And then they know that a predicate adjective or an adjective could come after one of those, right? That is down the road. We don't have to worry about that right now. But as teachers, when we're looking at a sentence and we're trying to help students define the parts of speech, and we're saying the plant was green, and you know, the student is saying, why in the world is there nothing for green to describe? We have was, that means we have to go backwards. Green plant, we have to take it backwards whenever we have a predicate adjective. I'll have much more on that coming up, but I did want you to know and realize that adjectives describe nouns right with them, and they describe pronouns, sometimes when it's like, he is sad, sad he, right? And so that is where we get really tripped up on predicate adjectives. That's adjectives at the end, all right? So anyway, more on all of this later, but we have three parts. The noun marker slash article, to noun, cat. Then we're gonna put sneaky in there for our descriptive adjective, the sneaky cat. I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me.